Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds.
I'm really excited to share this week's bird with you. It's a bird with a distinct song and one that actually lives up to its descriptive name, black and white warbler. Black and white warblers are fairly common and often intend on foraging along tree limbs, so they don't tend to be shy. Watch for them creeping fairly rapidly on, around, and under larger branches of taller trees. It's one bird whose call I can easily identify, and then I'm able to spot it somewhere in the foliage, looking like a nuthatch with bold zebra stripes. It has a penetrating and unique song, so that's a big help for finding one. Listen to its thin, high-pitched, wheezy, wheezy, wheezy song that almost sounds like a squeaky wheel.
Black and white warblers crawl along tree trunks and thick limbs as they probe methodically between bark fibers for grubs and insects, which form the bulk of their diet during spring migration and throughout the breeding season. Unlike brown creepers, which tend to move up a tree as they feed, or nuthatches, which typically move downward, this warbler moves in both directions. Most other warblers don't behave like this. They generally flit about in tree branches, finding food and insects, not on the main trunk of a tree. The black and white warbler is the only member of the genus Neotilta, which means moss plucking. They have an unusually long toe and claw on each foot. This adaptation allows them to move securely on the surface of tree bark.
Black and white warblers are medium-sized warblers, about 5 inches long, and they're striped very boldly in black and white. This bird has a black crown and a bright white belly. Males have a black cheek patch and a black throat patch. The female, in contrast, has a white chin and throat. Their black wings are highlighted by two wide white wing bars. They have a fairly long, slightly down-curved bill, which helps them in probing for insect larvae in tree bark. The wings are long and the tail is short.
Male black and white warblers arrive in early spring on their forested breeding grounds, and they set up territories that they defend aggressively, often singing as they chase off intruders. These defensive displays extend well past the time when such behavior has tapered off for other species. A courting male chases potential mates on his territory, perching nearby and fluttering his wings. Even though they forage in trees and bushes, they build their cup-like nests on the ground. The female black and white warbler selects a well-hidden nesting location at the base of a tree, rock, stump, or fallen log, or under a bush or shrub. Black and white warblers are a migratory species, wintering in Florida, Central America, and the West Indies, all the way down to Peru. They breed in northern and eastern North America and are one of the earliest arriving migrant warblers.
And here are some fun words. A group of black and white warblers are collectively known as a dichotomy, a distinction, or an integration of warblers. So, on your spring woodland walks, keep your ears tuned for that high-pitched sound, and you may be treated to the sight of this striking black and white bird.
Or an integration of them.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's segment. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future programs, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders of the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society, and we're For the Birds.